Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. Welcome to Monday, a week of showers, wind, rain, battering storms. My God, it's going to be like batten down the hatches, isn't it, really? So Greg Wallace was kicked out. I don't know what he was doing wearing a chef's outfit from. He's a greengrocer and a failed greengrocer at that. So he's been voted out because, quite simply, he cannot dance. It was a simple... Everybody knew he couldn't dance. He knew he couldn't dance. He got the lowest scoring of the celebrity judges, and so we had to kick him out. But it's when they sort of dressed him up as a chef, and I thought, no, you're not. You're not, absolutely. Judy Murray got a whole load of Twitter abuse yesterday, describing her as arthritic, a tennis-themed, dreadful cha-cha routine, which was just awful. Somebody said she's so wooden you could build a bridge out of her, which is said to... She was also said to move like a moped with a puncture. And unflatteringly, compared to an ironing board, a piece of cardboard, a fence and a dummy being moved around. I mean, she was absolutely... Craig Revel-Horwood gave her 2 out of 10, because only because she was so awful. She quite clear. You need to knock the stuffing out of this woman. She's terrible. She can't dance for toffee. She's absolutely awful. I mean, somebody says here, Craig says, I did think you were fighting the floor a little, darling. Your body seemed as tight as a newly strung racket, very stiff and tense. And Bruno Tonioli snipe, to continue the Wimbledon theme, it's more court 18 than centre court. Mrs Murray, who'd vowed to leave her inhibitions at the door, sort of tried to enter into the spirit by admitting far too many foot faults. But she looked close to tears. Well, you can't dance, dear. I mean, there are people there who are making some effort. You appear to be making no effort at all. And that's why it's a dance. You know, it's like watching your son playing tennis. You know, you would expect more, wouldn't you? You would expect him to get out there and give 100%. You're giving about 2%. Tony Beak, Anton Dubec, you're dancing with, is not helping you at all. Because he's going, oh, you're wonderful and this and that. You're not. You're absolutely dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. Nice to see Shane Ritchie. I don't know what he was doing here. Oh, he's taking part in charity go-karting. So he looks very happy. He's with the wife. Why shouldn't he be? They tried to make something about, you know, the fact he was kissing some woman outside of a place and they're going, oh, that means he's having an affair, which, of course, was absolutely ridiculous. We were more than happy to put the record straight on the programme. Gogglebox getting glam. Kate Moss appearing with Noel Gallagher and Naomi Campbell. This is Stand Up for Cancer, their fundraiser here. It's quite nice, but I cannot bear... Naomi Campbell. Never liked Naomi Campbell. Always thought she was a little bit prissy. You know, just for some little girl from Streatham. Her mum used to appear everywhere. Her mum used to appear at all the showbiz events. I couldn't quite understand why. But anyway, I like Kate Moss, but Naomi Campbell, no. Stuck up woman. Absolutely stuck up. Nasty little piece of work. Who's this? Mylene Glass. There's obviously some way of posing nowadays, I've discovered. And you have to sort of twist your body sideways and do something strange with your leg. And that means that you're a model and you pose. So Mylene's been posing here. She's very pretty. Nice girl. Sampha Hears. Do you remember she went to... she came to town. She had drinks. Probably not very wise when you've got Crohn's. And then she didn't pay the £80 cab fare. She got out the other end. Obviously forgot about it. Went into the house. Cab driver. Why the cab driver never got out the cab and went to the door and went... Give me my money. Give me my money, you tight-fisted old bag. But that didn't happen at all. He just drove off, so he went to the police. His name is Deriji Wubi. I know I laughed at the name as well. I don't know anybody called Deriji at all. Wubi's a very funny name as well. And so she said she didn't have any cash, and so she was going in the house to get the money. Well, didn't you just keep money around the house, do you, love? Oh, God. I don't think so. Cheryl... spaghetti bolognese breaking down on the X Factor. Moments before telling a contestant to stop crying. When you see, she says, it means so much to... it's pathetic, love. We've seen your fake tears. We've seen the garbage that comes out. It's a karaoke contest. No more, no less. But at the end of the day, it'll sort of produce somebody who'll be in the charts and then they'll disappear. And this time next year, we'll be on to another programme. That's how it works, isn't it? Kelly Brooks texting her ex-boyfriend. She always goes back to people. Have you noticed? You know, she keeps saying, oh, I've been with wrong people. Is this the one you hit? Did you hit him? I can't remember. Because since splitting, amid claims that David McIntosh, otherwise known as that dull one who was on the Celebrity Big Brother, Kelly is giving her ex-fiancé a taste of his own medicine. And so she's back with Tom. She's been texting him to show that she's backing him on Strictly. Tom, if I was you, and here's my advice, stay well away from her. She'll punch you in the face, OK? So stay well away. Not so good. He's actually quite nice. But she's always been close to Tom. But oh, it's a load of old cobblers, isn't it? Who cares? Who cares? Go out with who you like, darling. Go out with who you like. You'll never find happiness. You'll be sitting on a shelf at the age of 40 all by yourself. Jake Quickenden. I don't know who he is, but he's got tattoos. Hitting the shops on his own while blonde electric. Work up a sweat with a jog. All these people will be stacking shelves before the end of the year. And they'll be going, oh, you're on television. They'll be going, yeah, I'm famous now, I'm famous. The fact that they can't sing, 90% of them cannot sing, is neither here nor there for this programme. It makes no difference. excuse me, it's amazing how you sort of look at them. And he was spotted coming out of Marks and Spencer's. Oh dear, I'm so sorry, Marks and Spencer's. Typical, isn't it? Somebody to lower the tone of the place. You know, which they do. Graham Norton, I did tell you this morning that he's had some drunken escapades. He said, can you imagine falling asleep against a lamppost at the age of 51? He's dedicated an entire chapter to his drinking antics, which, you know, is okay. If he wants to drink, let him drink. It doesn't make any difference to anybody, does it? So he fell asleep against the lamppost. It's like Stephen Fry talking about his cocaine addiction for 15 years. I don't think it makes any difference at all. If Graham Norton wants to drink and he fell asleep against a lamppost, I've seen quite a few well-known people staggering along drunk, you know, like that. In fact, two very, very well-known people from news who were seen staggering about years and years ago in Richmond. I remember thinking then, you know, oh, how funny. Oh, look, Wayne Rooney's out on the town with his children. He was wearing his team blazer. It's the only time that Wayne Rooney doesn't look like Chief Chav. And Chief Chavess, that's the wife, Colleen. Here she is. And they were going out. You know, whichever way you look at it, Wayne Rooney's got an old shredded wheat stuck on his head. I mean, he can't help it. He paid $30,000 for it. And Colleen, obviously making no effort at all to dress up. As I've said before, I think Colleen goes, actually, I'm going to buy some clothes today, Wayne. And so he goes, all right, love. So she goes out, she buys loads of clothes. She's got nowhere to wear them. You know, who's going to want her in a nightclub? Oh, God, it's Chief Chav. She's here. And so when she goes out normally, that's what she looks like normally. Much better than when they sort of tart her up and stick her in clothes that don't suit her. Don't buy something. Listen, if you're happier in tracksuit bottoms, wear tracksuit bottoms. If you're happy with your hair tied back in the Croydon facelift, then you do it. Don't try and elevate yourself to something else. It's not right. You know, it's not for you. Emma Bunton just flew back in from the Occidental Grand Resort in Cancun. She was with Mel B. They were doing a thing. It was very odd. They had some boy singing, and he had a guitar, and he was singing, and he wasn't very good. In fact, actually, I've not heard anybody with an exceptional voice at all. It's no good sitting there going, you know, that's not singing. That's not singing. That's called caterwauling. And so Mel B gets up and says to this kid, look, you've got to engage with us. Look at us when you're singing. You've got to believe the song. Yeah, okay. And then he did exactly the same when he came back. It didn't improve at all. I'd have kicked him out immediately. But Emma, I think, said he was very good. I don't think he was very good at all. I need to have a chat privately to Emma. She'll be upstairs. I shall have a little chat with her. She went shopping the other day in Whiteley's. She's ever so pretty. Ever so pretty girl. And I quite like the coat. The scarf's quite nice as well. So she comes back. She's obviously spending some of the fee from the programme. She was 72 hours over there. And Caroline Flack was over there as, what does Caroline Flack do now? She's dancing, isn't she, I think. Is Caroline Flack dancing? I don't know. Because I'm sure that Caroline Flack, whatever it was, I remember looking at Caroline Flack and thinking, what do you do, dear? What's your claim to fame? And the claim to fame is that she had a fling with Harry Styles. But, I mean, everybody's been out with Harry Styles. So it's not exactly something to be shouting from the rooftops. But they're obviously trying to reinvent her. And I don't think you can reinvent Caroline Flack. They found somebody new. Dermot O'Dreary just seems to sort of, his presentational skills leave a lot to be desired. He seems to sort of spin around on one foot like he's on a roundabout or something. I can't quite work out what he's doing half the time. And Talisa is dating a multimillionaire playboy, Kostas Paniatou, which is good. I don't know who he is, but he looks just like somebody who's wearing a white shirt with a tie. Don't know anything about him at all. And they seem quite happy together. I think he's been out with other people before. He's obviously desperate to make a name. Oh, there he is. So right. Talisa has said to met the playboy after the collapse of her drug trial earlier this year, which we know about. Kostas made headlines earlier this year when himself and his brother George were involved in a random attack on two off-duty policemen. And so they all turned up. Whenever people, I love the way they turn up with an overnight bag. like, you know, they're not too sure whether it's going to go well. And as we all know, Talisa, because Jonathan Levi made that great, great film, was backwards and forwards, in and out of court and all the rest of it. Now she looks a lot better. The trout pout appears to have gone. I didn't notice that. The producer said, oh, she looks different. So I don't want to complain about me saying, oh, no, because Talisa had this trout pout. The one family I feel sorry for is the Wright family in Essex. They quite clearly live in a really rubbish road. Really rubbish. And they're having to walk to wherever the car is. And this is Carol Wright and her daughter, who looks older now. Jess is 29. For that read, look, I was going to show you a picture, but I've lost the magazine. There was a picture of some woman doing sunbeds the other week in Closer magazine. And I was going to, I brought it in and I was deliberately going to do it. And I thought, it's visual. I can't actually explain. And they said, this woman is 19. I thought she was about 50. Seriously, I've never seen anybody look so old through being on sunbeds. But here, this poor family, they've had to walk down the road. Carol and her dreary mother. And you know what a nasty piece of work she turned out to be in a couple of the programmes. She was horrible. Horrible, especially to Carol's little boyfriend, Ricky Raymond, or whatever his name is. And so they're obviously going out to try and find the car. But this road is full of crummy houses. Absolute crummy houses. Don't they have a semi-detached with a drive? I thought that's what they would have, but obviously not. So mother and daughter go out. And again, being Essex, it's absolutely tipping down. No coats. No raincoat. You know, and they can obviously only afford one umbrella. Is that their kitchen? Oh, my God, it's even more pokey than I thought. Dear me, I feel quite sorry for them. Obviously not the rich family we were led to believe. In fact, they don't really have a lot going for them at all. They're just a bit chav, aren't they, with bad tans. But they say that the Mark has joked that he's going to ban his fiancée from the audience, so he's got to put up with the mother and sister. But they love the publicity, which is a bit of a shameful thing. Skirt way too short. OK, just thought I'd mention that. You know, I think it's a little bit short. And so if you're going to go out wearing this, Jessica, you try and wear something more appropriate for your age, coming up 30, OK? Sackcloth and ashes would be quite nice. Anyway, listen, have a very nice day. I've got a very busy week this week. I keep moaning about it. I said to a friend of mine yesterday, I said, I've got so many interviews this week. He said, what are you moaning about? You get paid for it? I said, yeah, well, you know. I thought about it. I felt better about that. Much better. Well, I will do when the money comes in. So have a lovely, lovely week. I shall talk to you on tomorrow morning at 4. Which would be good. So we wait and see what tomorrow brings in the newspapers. And don't forget, go to the LBC website and learn about Fake Some Noise, Make Some Noise. It's on lbc.co.uk. And have a look at the nice prizes we've got on offer, because it all kicks off on Thursday. But you can bid for some of the prizes now. And we get as much money as possible. And it goes to disadvantaged children, people with terminal cancer, people who are suffering bereavement. Maybe their mother or father has been killed or they've died. Anything like that, it goes to children. So it's a good cause. You get something nice and we get money that goes to charity. And it's all going to charity. So have a nice day. Check it out on the LBC website. Talk to you tomorrow at 4. Till then, bye-bye.